land-grant universities, and food production. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Dr. Christina DeWitt is the director of the Seafood Laboratory, which is an institute under the umbrella of Oregon State University. She took time to exactly explain how these types of operations interact with food producers.
All land-grant schools have a threefold mission. One is to do teaching, research, and outreach. The land grants were formed not just to have the teaching and research and outreach occur in the campus, but also to occur out in the communities where stakeholders were grappling with questions of production. And so Oregon State, I believe, has 11 experiment stations around the state, and those experiment stations are strategically located in areas of production that are uniquely different from each other. For instance, there's one up in Hood River. It's really focused on tree fruit production. And then there's one down in Klamath, which really focused on irrigated crop production. We have some out in Burns and Union. Those are really ranch range management types of issues. And so the idea is that you're doing research that's relevant to the stakeholders and the issues that they're facing as they're trying to be economically viable. So that's kind of what experiment stations are. And we're one of them. We're a little bit different because we're not a farm and ranch. So Oregon State put a kind of twist on what an experiment station can be. And so we're actually in Astoria because that's where our seafood processors are. A good number of our seafood processors have traditionally been in Oregon.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.